This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. Making art requires lots of dedication and lots of time. Add a child to the mix, and having a career as an artist can be a real challenge. Some put their art practices on hold to raise a family, while others adapt to being creative when they can. And sometimes a child can be a source of artistic inspiration. KCUR's Laura Spencer reports.
Jason Needham stands in a parking lot on Southwest Boulevard in the Crossroads Arts District. On two large billboards, two cartoonish figures reach out across the space between. It's called the Big Hug.
They've kind of broken through this barrier, you know, there's this gap kind of, I don't know, maybe keeping the figures apart.
Needham is in his early 40s. He studied painting at KU, and for years, he and his wife Michelle lived in Colorado. Now they're in Kansas City, Kansas. He says his paintings used to be edgy, but as a stay-at-home dad with a three-year-old, his work is more uplifting.
Doing a lot of just, you know, figures coming together in embraces, whether it be high fives, hugging, handshaking, you know, reaching out toward each other.
This hug that looms large on the billboards was once the size of a thumbnail. Drawings like this, sketched quickly with a ballpoint pen in a book or on an index card, have helped Needham keep up his skills, a few minutes at a time. But he says applying for this project and planning to show his paintings again have required a leap of faith.
I think I had read somewhere about, you know, not waiting for things to be perfect, you know, and I think I was probably spending a lot of time waiting for things to be perfect. And so, you know, you put a show on the schedule and start lining some things up and, you know, you got to get back out there and see what happens.
When I talk to artists who are thinking of having kids, they worry about time and money. But when I talk to artists who already have kids, all they talk about is time. They almost never talk about money.
Choreographer Andrew Simonet knows about this firsthand. He's the director and founder of Artists U, a professional development program run by artists in Baltimore, South Carolina, and Philadelphia. He and his wife, also an artist, are raising two sons. Simonet says children distill your priorities.
Sorry, one second. See, I have a child. What do you mean?
For about a year, Simonet has been doing research through surveys and conversations about the challenges of artists raising kids. And Artists U created a booklet about it. Simonet says it was his friends who set an example that having kids and making art was possible.
People saying, like, you know, it changes, it gets better, and put that little bit in every day, you know, get your 20 minutes in, get a little time in the studio here and there, carve out a couple days for a residency, like whatever you can do.
But some artists make a choice between participating in the art world or having a family. And Simonet says it's still often more challenging for women.
We'll be calling this series of exhibitions, of thematic exhibitions, Holding Pattern. It's like a plane waiting to land. So it's anticipating big change.
Chris Ertzooms is the global, contemporary, and Asian art curator at the Spencer Museum of Art in Lawrence. He points to the delicate blue and yellow threads in a work in the gallery called Ode to Sprout 2. He first saw it in artist Ki-Suk Lee's studio, and it's now in the museum's collection. Ertzooms says the installation process opened up new possibilities.
100 new nests of thread. They're spools, but they look like nests. And the threads are rising up and creating little loops as they go up.
Ode to Sprout is about women's potential struggling to grow out of it and become individual as a person and an artist.
Ki-Suk Lee creates mixed media installations, mostly out of thread, recycled fabric, and fiber. She's had 18 solo shows and 65 group shows in museums and galleries. This includes in Seoul, Korea, where she grew up and earned an art degree. But for many years in Kansas, while she was raising her two children, her art practice was on hold.
I realized that by raising children and homemaking, I put away my art career.
Much of her work is personal, about the experiences of women. At the Spencer Museum, there's Green Hammock, a large hanging sculpture made from U.S. Army nurse uniforms, and Awakening in Her Garden 3, stitched fabric and rice paper with calligraphic writing. It's a series about returning to her art once her children were more independent.
I worked hard to push myself, you know, pull myself out of the comfortable home to push myself into art world, learning, start learning again, going to school and all that.
Lee and her husband moved to California last year after 40 years in Kansas. They're closer to their two grown sons, but Lee says their small condo is more working studio than living space, so she'll continue to explore the possibilities of her art and push the boundaries. Laura Spencer, KCUR News.